Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is live coverage from ABC News. Terror in London. Here is ABC News correspondent Alex Stone.
2 days after the world's focus once again centered on the UK, now London comes together. It's 6 o'clock in the evening in London. And the weekend attack, 7 people were killed, many more injured. ISIS has said it was responsible. Now, not far away from the site of the attack, a vigil is beginning, culminating with a moment of silence for the victims who died. ABC's Aaron Kucherski is live in London at the site of that vigil at Potter's Fields Park. Aaron, hello.
Alex, good afternoon, good evening to you from here in the shadow of the Tower Bridge on the bank of the Thames. Quite a large and diverse crowd gathered here on this green space to once again refuse to cow to the face of terrorism after the third attack in 3 months. And many in the crowd are carrying flowers. Many are holding signs that say no racism, but many are simply just here with their presence to stand united once again in the face of terrorism. There are members of the police services, politicians, religious leaders. We have heard these expressions of solidarity and defiance before in this city and in this country too recently. And now Londoners again started a new work week coming across London Bridge just hours, really, after an attack that left 7 people dead.
ABC's Aaron Kucherski live at the vigil site on this evening in London right now. A number of religious leaders are standing at the podium getting ready for this vigil to now begin. One holding flowers at this emotional time as the city tries to heal. ABC's Tom Rivers also live in London. And Tom, the mood in the city right now, 2 days after yet another attack, is what?
I think a mood of frustration. And as Aaron had said, this is the third attack now in 3 months here. Did we have a vigil after the attack Westminster Bridge? Yes, it was over Trafalgar Square. We had one up in Manchester, right in front of the old town hall, a day after the bombing outrage there. And now we're up by City Hall, by Tower Bridge here. The question is, will there be another attack down the road? We don't know. But Londoners are sort of getting used to these vigils, and I don't think they like them.
Police have launched a number of raids in the wake of the attack, something that we also saw in Manchester and after the Parliament attack weeks ago. What have those netted, Tom, at this point? There have been arrests that have been made. How close do police believe those who have been arrested were to the actual attack?
Yeah, we don't know, but they tend to strike pretty quick. They throw the net out there. They get people that are associates, maybe people that have known the individuals, and they bring them in. Now, it used to be under criminal law that they could hold them for 48 hours. After the attacks here in 2005, they instituted new laws, terrorism laws, where you can hold a person for a longer period of time. Oftentimes, we see many of those detained, though, eventually released without charges. We'll see what happens this time. About 12. That's the latest number, 12 people currently being detained and being questioned. Some of those are going to be potentially released in the next few hours. We don't know. But that is kind of the standard form. And the detentions kind of go and through the logic tree. If they lead to other snowball people in a list, they'll get them into police stations, check them out as well. So they don't want the leads to get cold, as we saw in the case of Berlin in December, where people were tapped on the shoulder months later. Here in the UK, they do things pretty quick.
A number of those religious leaders, city leaders as well, standing at the podium waiting for the vigil to begin. It will culminate in about 15 minutes, we believe, with a moment of silence, which you will hear right here as those in London remember the attacks and when they unfolded on Saturday, this event happening in the shadow of the River Thames as it unfolds right now. ABC's Aaron Kutursky is there. And Aaron, the makeup of the crowd, those who have shown up, are they families? Are they what are you seeing when it comes to those who have shown up?
I think it's just ordinary people at the end of the workday, Alex, who have come in what's a pretty good wind, quite chilly, and it's been raining a bit on and off, but they've come simply to pay their respects, and they've done so stoically, but also, I think, through tears. I was struck today that even though this has been, as has been mentioned so frequently, the third attack in as many months, Britons are not numb to this. One woman came to drop flowers off near the scene at London Bridge and said that she works nearby, and she's still in shock over this. So it has not numbed people to terrorism. They're still quite pained, quite shocked, as they say, and also Tom echoed this, frustrated that this is no way to live. And so they've come out to be together as this vigil now gets underway. The crowd has just been asked to step closer together, to huddle, to be near each other, as the speakers will take the podium and offer words of comfort and solidarity.
Aaron, as you walk the streets there, as you were making your way to the vigil site, what is the level of security that you're seeing in the streets of London?
You know, there are more police in certain spots, but the one thing we did see, and this was near London Bridge Station, which is one of the busiest in the country, is the presence of armed police, and that's a rare sight. It wouldn't be anything that Americans would necessarily take a second look at, but here it's the start of what's become a bit of a debate over whether more police officers should be armed and out on the streets, and the police commissioner here in London said that it would not be sensible or practical. But you get the sense that debate may just be beginning here in the face of these attacks.
We wait for the vigil to begin right now. A number of British flags being held up as the officials stand at the podium waiting for this to begin in front of on the banks of the River Thames. And ABC's Tom Rivers, we've seen a bit of a Twitter fight going on between the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, and President Trump over the wording of the president's tweets when it comes to terrorism and who's responsible and what needs to be done. Is that resonating in the UK, or are folks in the UK ignoring that and going on locally with what they need to deal with?
Probably the latter. They're mindful of it. If you get on to the Twitter pages, you will see that interaction between Sadiq Khan and the president going back and forward. But there's, you know, more things to focus on than that. But that becomes really a side issue. But yeah, I think a lot of people would say it's kind of sad that they're engaging in this when you should focus on, in this case, the seven people that aren't around anymore. But it is something that people are mindful of, and it's fodder for the tabloids over here as well.
What do we know about the victims at this point of Saturday's attack?
We know that we don't have a complete list. Let's start there. We know one victim's been named. She is from Canada. We understand that some French are in there, too. So we don't know the nationalities yet. We had an individual come forward, a young lady who thought that her brother may have been among the victims because we don't have a complete name list yet. And they're going through, in some cases, going through DNA. There was a, for instance, in this particular case, a credit card found in the pocket of this individual. So in her mind, she thinks that it is sadly her brother. But it's tough. And we've seen this in other examples. It's very, very difficult. But they're going through this time right now. And it's Aaron alluded to, commuters showed up today. They got to go on with their lives. You got to go from A to B. You got to go to work. You got to pay the bills. But it is something that's in the mind of everybody in London. It is sad, but you have to carry on. And the worry is, or the concern is, that this is not the end of the story. Scotland Yard says, since that attack 3 months ago, they've thwarted 5 attacks, which is very good. But again, 3 of them have been successful in the eyes of the extremists. So they got to do a little better than that, I guess.
What about the attackers? What do we know about them?
Well, we've just got the names of 2 individuals from the Barking area in the east side of London. The third individual has not been named yet. Before this, Scotland Yard had actually said, look, we know the names. That is not the issue. And they will often do this. They will hold the names back for a while. Well, they do their investigations, and they try to knock on certain individuals that may know them, grown up with them, et cetera, et cetera. Once they've tapped out that resource, then they will release the names, hoping for even more connections from the public. Were these individuals known to espouse extremist views, maybe at work or school or whatever? So all that stuff will be coming forward, in addition to things like the miles and miles of CTV footage and some of the other footage that the public has with smartphones now. Oftentimes in these cases, they say, look, if you got something that you think is important, shoot it to us, download it, they'll give you a site, and the police will go through it. They may have seen the same kinds of shots a million times, but sometimes there's some real
goldmine
material there.
The mayor
Let's
of London.
Listen in now, the vigil beginning. Take a listen. Now at the podium, Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London.
We stand together tonight to honour the memories of the innocent lives lost and people injured in the barbaric attack on our city on Saturday night. London stands in defiance against this cowardly attack on our city, our people, our values and our way of life. As the Mayor of London, I want to send a clear message to the sick and evil extremists who commit these hideous crimes. We will defeat you. You will not win. And as a proud and patriotic British Muslim, I say this. You do not commit these disgusting acts in my name. Your perverse ideology has nothing to do with the true values of Islam. And you will never succeed in dividing our city. Today, Today we mourn the loss of innocent lives, Londoners and people from around the world. We send our love to the victims' families and to all those who were injured. And we thank our courageous emergency services and the brave Londoners who risked their lives to care for others. You are the best of us. Our city is filled with great sorrow and anger tonight, but also great resolve and determination, because our unity and love for one another will always be stronger than the hate of the extremists. This is our city. These are our values, and this is our way of life. London will never be broken by terrorism. We will step up the fight against extremism, and we will defeat the terrorists. Thank you.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan, strong words at a time when London is hurting and trying to come together. We are now moments away from a moment of silence, which we'll hear here as the city remembers those who were killed on Saturday, the seven victims who died.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will now be a minute's silence.
Heads are bowed right now in the crowd, some holding up signs, others simply looking down during this moment of silence. Across the city of London, you can hear how quiet it is at this moment. Officials who are on stage, many religious leaders, they too taking part in this moment of silence 2 days after seven people were killed, many more injured in the latest terror attack.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the minute silence. That is the end of our ceremony today. Thank you for being here. You are welcome to remain to contemplate and commemorate, or if you wish, to lay your own floral tributes by the flagpoles next to City Hall. Thank you very much.
Now it's 6:16 at night in London. A moment of silence, words from London's mayor. 2 days after the attack, a number of people who have gathered to remember the victims who died, some holding flowers, some holding signs. ABC's Aaron Katursky is live there now. And Aaron, it was quick, this vigil, but many people showed up for it. They wanted to be there.
They certainly did, and they came to the banks of the River Thames and in the shadow of the Tower Bridge to simply pay their respects and to hear some strong words of defiance from the mayor, who just before he stepped to the podium to speak, stood with members of the emergency services and placed flowers at the base of the flagpole here next to City Hall. The mayor has rallied Londoners not to feel or to be defeated. He vowed that the city would not cow to terrorism, even as it has suffered two attacks in recent months. And I was struck, too, at the sustained applause for the police when the mayor mentioned the bravery of the police officers. And there was an off-duty transit police officer and a metropolitan police officer with no tactical gear, no weaponry really, save for a baton, that confronted the suspects and ended up being injured. And they were given a tribute here and sustained applause by the assembled crowd of thousands.
Tom Rivers, the security situation moving forward in London is going to be what? And I ask you this every time there is something like this that goes on. Is this resurrecting the debate over arming police? That if the first officer on scene had been armed, that potentially this could have been stopped faster?
Exactly. And that debate has raged going back to the 70s when we had the attacks with the IRA. And historically, you talk to the rank and file, they still, even in this day and age, say they would rather not have weapons. The majority would say that. The public is still with them. Having said that, over the decades, those numbers are getting closer to 50-50. And with each incident, yes, it is, seems to affect the numbers. And more people saying, yes, every policeman should have a firearm. You only see them now on special units, and that's the way they do things. And a special unit got in within, as we know now, 8 minutes to confront the three individuals and take them out, neutralize them when that happened. In different parts of the country, though, you'd have a very different situation. In more rural areas, if attack happened there, it would take an armed unit much longer, considerably longer, to get there. So it is something that is probably not understood by, I guess, by a lot of Americans, but it is the culture. It is the culture of the people, the culture of the police officers, that this is how they would like to serve the community. Having said that, as I say, over time, it's getting closer to a 50-50 on whether every police man and woman should have a gun.
Tom, thank you very much. Aaron, thank you to you as well. On the banks of the River Thames, 2 days after the world's focus once again centered on the UK. Tonight, London came together for a moment of silence and words of defiance from the mayor of London. I'm Alex Stone, and you've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News, honored winner for the third straight year with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence in Television and Radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep. Graybar does that.